We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper. Now, live from the Hyundai of West Dallas Studios, this is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Brewers fans. Feels good to be back in L.A. How about it? Brewers and Dodgers get back together for a rematch of the 2018 NLCS. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. I'm sitting here in the beautiful Hyundai of West Dallas On Deck Studios, and we got a jam-packed show for you tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups, have a little roundtable conversation with myself, Tim Allen, and Hunter Baumgart covers the Milwaukee Brewers for WRAQ in La Crosse, one of the beautiful stations that carries the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You hear that 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. Also look back at what was a very forgettable three-game series on the other side of L.A. as the Brewers lose all three of a three-game set to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Conversation that we had on the Wendy's Big Show earlier today with Adam McAlvey. Also hear from Yasmani Grandal as he faces his former team, Travis Shaw, coming off an injury. How is he feeling? Is he in the starting lineup tonight? We'll get into that. Also, Craig Counsell and Brandon Woodruff after that roughed-up start on Wednesday night. Brewers lose Wednesday night 4-2. Brandon Woodruff does go six innings, however, and one of the longer starts of a Brewers starter this season. Woody ran into some major trouble in the third inning as the Brewers were unable to corral the Angels' offense. They rattle off four runs, started with a walk and a hit batter for Woody, and he addressed it after the game on Wednesday night. An issue for Brandon, not necessarily being in the zone, making sure that he's able to maintain it against a potent offense like the Angels.
I was trying to get off to a good start, and then had that one inning just make some bad pitches, and I kind of got myself in a hole there with the hit batter and then the walk, and then they blooped some in there, and they got aggressive, and I didn't make good pitches there in the right spot, and it cost me there in the third.
Your pitches just
anytime like in a spot like that where you turn a double play and kind of just clear the bases and kind of just start over in your mind, it's you're fresh, just start over and just try to make some good pitches. And I think after Moose made that, really it was a dang good play, just kind of settled me back in, and just I knew I had to go out because I knew my pitching out wasn't high, so I knew I could keep getting these quick outs, and that's got me through six innings there.
And Woodruff does settle down there, retires the final 11 Angels that he faces as he finishes six innings, just four hits, but all four earned runs, a walk, and seven strikeouts for Woody. His ERA now sits at 6.00. Junior Guerra comes in for an inning scoreless. Jacob Barnes surrenders a base hit, but records two outs, and Alex Claudio would go and get the final out of that eighth inning as the Brewers, just one pitch Claudio uses. They get out of L.A. on the southern end in the beautiful city of Anaheim, losing all three, but come out licking their wounds at 8-5, still in first place. Manager Craig Counsell, after the game, spoke to just what was the major issue for the Brewers and Woodruff getting out of that third inning.
Yeah, I mean, they just put together, four bad bats in a row, or really five with Pujols, swinging the bat good. And they just sequenced it well, and he caught the middle of the plate with the hit by pitch, and then caught the middle of the plate with two balls, and fell behind on Bohr, and it's four runs on the board. So other than that, he pitched very, very well.
And Mike,
it's just one inning with a couple mistakes back to back, and that's four runs on the board.
I'm sorry, I meant to say Mike made a really good play on Pujols' ball to turn.
Yeah, that you know, it was really the top of the order in that inning that, you know, those four guys squared up, and Boer didn't really square it up, but he fell behind on him. That let him kind of sit on fastball. So, and that was it. You know, that was it. That's all he really gave up, and he was really, really effective besides that.
When you look at all of his starts so far, are you pretty happy with the way he's throwing the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's given up more runs than he'd like, for sure. I think there's been some good signs. The big inning has got him right now. He's gotten bit by the big inning. So we just gotta, you know, when a leadoff hitter gets on or what, you know, it starts to get a little haywire a little bit, we gotta still make pitches. And you know, he got, you know, like you said, Moose has played that inning, you know, really saved the bigger inning probably.
Other than Yelly's two hits, it was a kind of a quiet night for the offense, too.
Yeah, well, Lowe had a good night. I thought he swung the bat very well. But, yeah, I mean, we had opportunities kind of in the third, fourth, and fifth, and, you know, multiple guys on base. The other six innings, there wasn't much going on.
Did that kind of qualify as effectively wild from their guy at the beginning?
Well, you know, it was just a bunch of sliders, you know, from their first two guys. You know, really, they're a bunch of sliders, and we just, I guess that would be a good description. You know, we had guys on base, but then couldn't get the next hit.
Were there a lot of change-ups in there, too?
Yeah, the first guy, Pena definitely had some change-ups, yeah.
Any word on Travis? Feel fortunate that it was negative?
No, I think, x-ray is negative. It's just day-to-day. He's a little sore right now.
Where'd the ball get him exactly?
Right hand, right throwing hand, kind of in the back of the hand.
Isn't that the same spot he got hit in that first series against St. Louis?
Not the same spot, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, probably close, but I don't think exactly, yeah.
With Woody having the one inning and then going right back into getting back in his rhythm again, is that just a growing pain thing with a young pitcher, Craig? Because you know, before that inning, he was great, and after that inning, he was great.
I'm not going to chalk that up to a growing pain necessarily. He didn't make pitches for an inning, and the major league hitters made him pay for it. Those are the hitters that you're going to have in their lineup that you got less room for error with, the top of their order, obviously, and. You know, I didn't. The pitch to Calhoun and Simmons and Pujols slider is a strike slider. They're just, you know, pitches that they can handle.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
The 8-5 Brewers take on the LA Dodgers, who come in at 8-6, the team that ended the Brewers' 2018 campaign, and it ended in Miller Park in Game 7 as the Brewers fell 5-1 a year ago in October. That date, October 20th. Sticks in the minds of Brewers fans and broadcasters everywhere, as a lot of us were starting to plan a trip to Boston. Instead, it was the Dodgers and Red Sox instead of the Brewers and Red Sox in the 2018 World Series. First time these two teams meeting tonight at Chavez Ravine. Tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Waukesha Sports Cards. We'll start first with Craig Counsell's Milwaukee Brewers. Leading off and playing in center field, Lorenzo Cain. The reigning MVP in right field, hitting second, Christian Yelich. In left, hitting third, is Ryan Braun. Brawny comes in 227, three dingers, and 12 knocked in, a Southern California native. Cleaning up at first base is Jesus Aguilar, struggling early in 2019, just a 111 average and three runs batted in. Yasmani Grandal makes his return to Dodgers Stadium, where he's played for the last three NL championships with the Dodgers. Grandal hits fifth and catches. Mike Moustakas, another LA native, hits sixth and plays at third today in replace of Travis Shaw, who dinged up his left hand at the dish coming up on Wednesday. Moustakas is at third. Hernan Perez plays second, hits seventh in front of Orlando Arcia, the shortstop, hitting eighth and doing the pitching, batting ninth. For Craig Counsell's crew is Corbin Burns. That lineup once again for Counsell's crew: Cain, Yelich, Braun, Aguilar, Grandal, Moustakas, Perez, Arcia, and Burns. And for the reigning NL champions, the LA Dodgers, managed by Dave Roberts, coming in with a record of 8-6, leading off in left field, Jock Peterson. Missing almost the entire year in 2018, back in the lineup for the Dodgers, hitting .255 early with a homer and five knocked in, the 2016 NL Rookie of the Year, Corey Seager. Third baseman Justin Turner hits third and plays third base, cleaning up at first, off to a tear in 2019, a .411 average, seven knocked over the fence, and 19 driven in. That is Cody Bellinger. Hitting fifth in center field, A.J. Pollock. Alex Verdugo, the right fielder, Verdugo, hits sixth in front of Enrique Hernandez. Kike Hernandez, the second baseman, hits seventh. Austin Barnes, the backstop for Dave Roberts. And doing the pitching, Julio Urias. Once again, that lineup for the Dodgers is Peterson, Seager, Turner, Bellinger, Pollock, Verdugo, Hernandez, Barnes, and Urias. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Thanks for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show coming up next here on The Fan. Conversation with myself, Tim Allen, and Hunter Baumgart of WRAQ and RAQradio.com on the roundtable brought to you by McCormick Law Office. It's Brewers and Dodgers coming up from Chavez Ravine in just under an hour from now. We're glad you're with us here inside the Hyundai West Dallas studios. Come right back. 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We're about 52 minutes away. Can't wait. Brewers and Dodgers getting back at it at Chavez Ravine. The Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. Check them out at PellaWI.com. We're presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Almost needed a little bit of allergy relief earlier in the week. Started heating up. We'll get a field and game conditions report out in L.A., but I can only imagine it's sunny and 75, just like it always is in the mind of our first guest tonight, Tim Allen. Mr. Sunshine and Rainbows joins us here on the roundtable, brought to you by McCormick Law Office. Timmy, it's been too long. I haven't seen you in like a week and a half.
Yeah, what the hell's going on? Do you still work here then?
I do. Yeah. Yes, I do. And actually, I work here so much that randomly the boss comes in and says, hey, you want to do another radio show? And I said, yeah, I thought I kept doing them. So that makes this a lot better that I get to be with you all weekend long outside of tomorrow when I'm, you know, hanging out with your boy Billy Currington.
Yeah, that's right, and that's a big Admirals game tomorrow, seed game.
Oh, man, trying to lock up that second position. You know, home ice, Tim. I know you're a huge hockey guy. Home ice is the deciding factor when you're talking about the Calder Cup playoffs.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that are going on right now. The Brewers-Dodgers obviously cannot wait for the first pitch here. And then there's playoff hockey all around the league. Yeah, liking it.
He's just fired up. Just wait till the NBA playoffs come around, and Tim Allen will never stop smiling. Just like our guy Hunter Baumgart joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hunter, appreciate the time, man. Our man from WRAQ up in La Crosse covering the Milwaukee Brewers and has some great content up there. You can check it out at RAQradio.com. Hunter, appreciate it on a Friday night.
Yeah, no problem at all. Happy to join you guys.
Hunter, I'll start out with you. When you watch Brewers and Dodgers tonight, will there be revenge on your mind as a Brewers fan, knowing what the LA Dodgers were able to do last year, once again, October 20th, Game 7 of the NLCS?
Absolutely. I mean, the first time in, you know, how many years the Brewers had a chance to get to the World Series, and in one game at their home park, and they lose. That team, of course, there's revenge on my mind, there's no doubt, especially... You know, the offense didn't really come through in that game, especially how we lost that game. You know, Yelich starts with the home run, but then the rest of it was just kind of dull once the Dodgers took that lead. So I'm excited for the Brewers to get back at it against the Dodgers.
Timmy, Hunter brings up a good point. Just the way that game went down after the first inning jack by Yelich, you're feeling good. You're eight innings away from going to a World Series, and then the air kind of just went out of the building, and Yasiel Puig, excuse me, kind of gave the dagger there in the fifth inning with that two-run shot, made it 5-1, and it almost felt like the Brewers were out of that game right away. It was the one time when you couldn't let the bats fall silent. The bats kind of fell silent out in L.A. the last 3 days. Any concerns going into this huge three-game series? I'm calling it a huge series because right now I don't like the Dodgers as much as I don't like the Chicago Cubs.
Well, just in recent past here, we see that seven games in the regular season last year for the Dodgers-Brewers matchup, and the Dodgers win those seven games 4-3. Then they match up in the NLCS. You've got another seven games, and obviously the Dodgers, as Hunter was just talking about, got the edge there 4-3. Now in the next, 10 days? In the next, 10 days, it'll be another seven-game series between the Brewers and the Dodgers. And they are big. They really are big. And you're right, especially the 4-2 loss against the Angels. You had talked about the bats just going silent just a little bit. It did sort of seem like, God, guys, you know, you almost felt like after the four runs given up, it was 4-1. They don't tack on until Yelich late in the game. But you almost sense it, and that's what I like about Brewers fans. Although anything can happen, a seven-run inning could erupt, and it's the big inning. If the Brewers score seven or more runs, that'll be a winner for Hunter in lacrosse. No, but they could do it, but you just know it's a cool, it's an uncanny thing to be such a diehard fan. We felt it. Hunter alluded to it. We felt it in the studio. Billy, you and I were there, and so like once they went to Hader, it was almost like now you can turn the page here and you can set a tone. Dodgers come in not playing the greatest. Brewers coming in not playing the greatest. It's early. Maybe what both these teams are looking for, a big-time matchup.
Also, too, guys, when you look at the players that are in this matchup, Timmy, you're looking at two of the guys that are going to they're going to battle it out for MVP. I'm saying it right now, and I don't think I'm making any bold predictions here. Cody Bellinger is going to put up numbers that are going to warrant that award, and Christian Yelich is going to do the same.
He is, and they are, and it's going to be cool to watch down the stretch. And you could be seeing another preview, guys, of a playoff matchup. Now, I won't say NLCS, but a playoff matchup of some sort. I love it. It's the same sort of feeling that you had going into the Cubs series. It's just good. I almost swore. Good.
Glad you didn't, buddy.
Baseball to watch. It's superstars and it's stars and it's all-stars and it's MVPs and it's rookie of the years and it's just an amazing thing. You're just a pure baseball fan, let alone a Brewer fan. This is cool this weekend.
Hunter, when you're looking up in your neck of the woods, up in La Crosse, and gauging the excitement of Brewers fans, obviously the way everything ended last year, all but it did, I think, was spawn optimism for this year. And fans were looking forward to spring training. We noticed that when Timmy and I were out there for our coverage in the middle of March, that there were so many Brewers fans out there. It felt like there was just a taste in on the tip of your tongue that you just couldn't necessarily get to, a scratch in the middle of your back that you just couldn't reach. And it was because you were waiting for the next game. You were waiting for one more opportunity to see the team. Obviously, now into 2019, it's a different animal, and frankly, it's a different NL Central. What are the views right now and the optimistic looks and possible pessimistic looks by Brewers fans up in La Crosse?
Yeah, and I've lived here my whole life, went to, you know, it's my third year here at the UW La Crosse, but it's interesting because I noticed this, and I remember it as you're saying this, there's more Brewers jerseys on opening day this year than I have seen in my lifetime, high school, college. There's more Brewers jerseys and just more, like you said, more optimism. And even though the Bucks are in the playoffs right now, I almost say on this side of the state, or especially in La Crosse, I'm almost seeing more people excited about what the Brewers are doing. You know, it was a couple of weeks back, that opening weekend, let me see, it would have been against the Cardinals, and there's March Madness going on. Went to a local restaurant, and there was, you know, Ryan Braun hits, you know, a single or an RBI single, and the place goes nuts, and it's just a single on the first weekend of the season. And so I definitely say there's optimism, and there's just excitement around La Crosse, as there should be, of course, with this team.
It's an exciting team, no doubt. It's the McCormick Law Office Roundtable here on the Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin On Deck Show. My guests right now, Hunter Baumgard of WRAQ up in La Crosse, covers the Brewers for them, and Tim Allen, the host of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight. You can hear it right after the last pitch. You make the switch. You've been doing it for now 14 years, right, Timmy?
I have, and you take little victories when you can get them. When the Brewers are on a little bit of a losing streak, you take a look inside the team, and that's what we do. And we remind Brewers fans that may not follow it as closely as we do. For example, Game 3 against the Angels here just a couple of days ago. Brandon Woodruff's outing, I cannot begin to describe how big that was for this pitching staff. That was big, guys, and it shouldn't be understated. He gets lit up in the third inning, and that has victimized him through a few starts here as just the big inning.
Mm-hmm.
He gets victimized for four runs right there, but he settles in and gets you six. In a series in which the bullpen had to fill, six innings or five innings the night before in a slugfest. That's one. But number two, for the essence of this rotation, having all three of those guys, younger dudes. Now, again, there seemed to be a little tug of war between Craig Counsell and Brandon Woodruff in the start. Craig Counsell says, no, it's not growing pains. Brandon Woodruff said, I use that as a learning moment. Okay, so different terminology, but okay, who's keeping track? Well, I'm keeping track. But anyway, these guys, that's been hanging on the bullpen a little bit too hard. And people are saying there's two things why the bullpen's getting a bad rap right now. Number one, you're comparing it to last year. Guys, they don't have an all-star closer in Knable and an all-star closer in Jeffress.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that.
Yep.
Number two, they've got young dudes in the rotation, and you're going to have to soak up a few more innings. And so hang in there with the bullpen. But Brandon Woodruff, a lifesaver here, and I think it could come in handy because you might go to the pen mid-game here and lock this thing down with some fresh arms.
Hunter Corbin Burns, another one of those three young starters that we're going to see tonight. Which of those three young starters excites you the most?
I loved what Burns did out of the bullpen last year, and so far he's been a little shaky as a starter. But I say him, even though that's the case. I think Corbin Burns, though Peralta has the firepower, except for obviously a six-run first inning, which isn't the best. But and then Brandon Woodruff, we've seen him start some games, and we've seen him for a couple of years. But I think the freshness of Corbin Burns, what he was able to do in the bullpen last year, and can he get through this rocky start and kind of settle down, especially against the Dodgers team tonight that's obviously really good and going to compete for the NL pennant this year. So I'm really excited to see Corbin Burns tonight and then throughout the season. He just excites me because of what he's done in the past last year. And everybody was so excited for him to get up from the minor leagues, and he finally did, and he was finally, really good like everybody expected him to be. So now they convert him to the starting role. And now it's like, okay, so this is where finally this was the goal for Corbin Burns, from minors, the bullpen. Now we're to the starting rotation. Now can he be that starter and pitch exactly like he pitched in that bullpen? Which obviously you can't do if you're going to, you could, which you'd be one of the best ever. But if you're going to be, pitch for a very long time or a bit longer in games rather than the bullpen, you're not going to hit. The runs might be a little more, but still. I'm super excited for what Burns can do this season.
Yeah, I agree with you, Hunter, that I of the three, I do like Corbin Burns. However, you wonder, guys, as folks that cover the team and are fans of the team, you wonder at what point they would insert a veteran in there just for some sort of stability. Because if it still taxes the bullpen, mm-hmm. and you don't have, like I said, the bullpen that you had last year, not quite yet. But you just wonder how long it would be before you entertain the idea of either dipping back down into the minors for a younger dude like Hauser, or maybe even later on this year, Zach Brown, or that you go with a veteran of a Chase Anderson, of a Junior Guerra, or reacquisition of a Josh Tomlin, my boy.
Mm-hmm. That is your boy.
That you would stabilize, or do you wait for the stabilizer and make that move if and when Jimmy Nelson comes back?
I think that's exactly where they're waiting for, is what Jimmy Nelson can do. Guys, he can be the free agent acquisition that a lot of people continually are calling for in this rotation, right? He can be the guy that when he left in 2017, from the first base slide over at first base at Wrigley Field, that thing that's claimed now, what is that, three Brewers pitchers in the past? Yeah. As you go back to Giovanni Gallardo's knee in 2008. But he was one of the best pitchers in the NL. And if you're able to get a guy like that back in to stabilize that rotation, it's going to add a lot for you. Timmy, Hunter, I thought this one was an interesting stat when getting ready for the game tonight, as Burns does come in a 9.9 ERA across the first couple of starts. Burns, the first Brewers pitcher in 20 seasons to allow three homers in consecutive appearances. Not exactly the start to his first two big league starts that you would have planned for Corbin Burns. A lot of it is the surprise, Tim, that he is allowing the ball to get out of the ballpark like he was.
Yeah, and that's an alarming rate, and that's sort of, Chase Anderson sort of rate going on there. Maybe Burns, he sits next to Chase on the flights. I'm not sure what was
something's rubbing
there,
off on him.
Yeah, maybe, but he does have to settle it down. I think he's got a number of things going. Hunter alluded to it, that you know, this dude, in my opinion, he's got some moxie to him. He's got some emotional control, I think, which is pretty important for a pitcher. He does have a five-pitch deep kind of mix to him. He doesn't use that fifth too very often, but I would narrow that down to your strengths a little bit before, you know, Grandal is going to call all of the five. Just narrow it down to maybe three and get it back on track. But, yeah, I just slightly concerned. That's a cool thing about baseball. You get another start, you get a chance tonight. See if he settles in and keep the ball in the park.
Talking with Tim Allen and Hunter Baumgart. Hunter, you can follow him on Twitter at HunterB195. Covers the Brewers up in La Crosse for WRAQ. Hunter, when you look at this team right now, and Tim alluded to it a little bit earlier, without Jeffress, without Knebel, at 8-5, could you have asked for a better win-loss total, barring what happened against the Angels the last couple of days?
I would have liked, just because you got off to that 8-2 start, obviously to get at least one in Anaheim before you go to meet the Dodgers, because then you got 9 wins going in to face the Dodgers. And 9-4, I don't know, kind of looks a lot better than 8-5. But when you consider the entire schedule that they've played so far and that they will play in April, you play the Cardinals, you play the Cubs, and the Dodgers, and obviously you swept the Reds, which you pretty much should have done seeing how they've started the season. But as far as the win-loss record, I think it's about where they should be considering their schedule. But how they got there is a little different than I would have thought. You know, maybe split with the Cardinals, maybe lose a series to the Cubs, you know, something like that, rather than getting completely swept in Anaheim before they went to play the Dodgers. But
you could have seen
that. Average.
Yeah. No, Hunter, you could have seen that to where, you know, let's take it. You split against the Cardinals, you lose the series against the Cubs, but then against Cincinnati and the Angels, you rattle off 5-1 mark. So it could have worked out a little bit different. But you do want the interdivision games to be your big time games. Now these are big too. I think this is a sort of a message and a sender here kind of series. And hey man, the Brewers are legit and they're for real. I don't know if anyone doubts that still, but you know, maybe it's enough to solidify that thought here this series. But then you've got the Cardinals again. Then you've got the Dodgers again. Then you've got the Cardinals again. That schedule is far more brutal than I had thought. Once that schedule came out back in November and December, I did not realize that it was, you know, maybe I was too far removed from the actual games being played, guys, but that is a brutal run. It is.
No doubt it is, and it's tough to go out onto the West Coast this early in the season. I think when you're talking about changing from time zones, and no one's going to cry a river for these guys, I understand it. But you're talking about flying out to L.A. a couple of weeks into the season. Granted, it's a little bit easier to do in April than in July, but it's a quick turnaround for them to be back out there on the West Coast and playing two very, very good baseball teams, too, with MVP-caliber players. Hunter, last thing for you. When your expectations for this team going into the year, after you've seen them now for 13 games, where do you see them finishing here in 2019?
I think it's still the same, seeing these first 13. I expect this team to be competing for an NL pennant again, and even a World Series championship. I really think with especially the star power they add to the lineup, their lineup is going to have to carry them more than it did last year. The back end of their bullpen carried them a lot last year, and some of the pitching. But this lineup, now that they put, you know, money into Grandal and Moustakas coming back, this lineup's going to have to carry them, and they have somewhat in this first 13 games, but overall I still think they can compete for a pennant. get to that NLCS. And then, of course, you know, I think they can win. I think they could beat an AL team. It's going to really depend on that pitching and whether those three young starters, and who knows, maybe the three young starters, one of them isn't a starter by the end of the year, maybe back in the bullpen. But
sure,
if that pitching is going to be the key to get to the World Series, I think, and even win it.
Hunter, appreciate the time, man. Check him out, WRAQ Radio up in La Crosse, covering the Brewers up there. You can check out that work at raqradio.com. Hunter, appreciate the time, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate it, and keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
That's Hunter Baumgart from WRAQ in La Crosse, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Yeah. Timmy's still in the studio hanging out. Timmy, yeah, when you are continually coming out for these West Coast games, has there ever been a doubt in your mind after the last pitch, make the switch? I mean, even like these games that start like 9:15,
no.
You're 14 years in. I know you're getting up there a few years in age. Like, is this taking its toll on you? Should I be worried here in the next 3 days?
Honest to God, gosh darn it, no. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I'm not just saying it for lip service. It just doesn't matter, guys. It noon or midnight or 3 a.m. or whatever. Man, but we're pretty privileged to do what we do here. Hey, just one final thing. It's interesting when you look at, and you guys were just alluding to it a little bit there. When you look at the win-loss record, it tells one story with this baseball team through 13 games. But then you look at some of the numbers and it tells you a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bottom line is Craig Counsell is going to make this team better the longer he has it. So whether that's on the win-loss record or whether that's in the on-base percentage or ERAs or hard hit balls, whatever it is, you will see some improvement here. So I guess you would default to the win-loss record because that's, at the end of the day, what counts. But he will make these guys better. And that's the thing. If they're not playing their best baseball and they're still 8-5 in first place in the Central, despite a tough, tough schedule, as we just talked about, you got to be pleased with that. You do. You just do. There's been some timely hitting here. There's been people that just in the nick of time, Woodruff rattles off 6 innings just shy of a quality start. So it depends on the way you look at it. They're going to get better. They're going to be a better baseball team next month and in 3 months than they are right now.
8-5, tied atop the NL Central with the idle St. Louis Cardinals. When was the last time you remember a team being idle on a Friday night, Tim?
Yeah, that's crazy. And the schedule, it gets crazier every year, man.
And three up on the Cubs, though, so there you go. The Cubs, through their first 10 games, scored 72 runs, Timmy. They were 3-7. Not much better than that.
Yeah, love it.
You're not going to cry any rivers for that team. All right, buddy, I'll talk to you after the game on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show.
You got it.
That's Tim Allen joining us here on the McCormick Law Office Roundtable, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Come on back. We got a lot more. We're going to hear from Yasmani Grandal, Travis Shaw, Adam McAlvey. Get you those starting lineups one more time. Also, with the weather looking like in L.A., I think you can know that they're probably wearing shorts more than we are here in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. You got the fan.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Before we hear a conversation with Adam McAlvey, I want to get you the field and game conditions for tonight's game out in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. It's brought to you by Stein's Garden and Home, Stein's premium four-step lawn program, comparable to national brands for less, formulated extensively for Wisconsin lawns, 16 locations, family-owned. Since 1946, Stein's Garden and Home. Sunny and 69, a beautiful night, except if you're over on the coast. Watch out in L.A. A high surf advisory. We don't have many of those here in Wisconsin, as much as I might enjoy it. No, nobody wants to see me on a surfboard. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, your host for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show tonight inside the Hyundai of West Dallas Studios. I told you it's coming up, and it's right now. It's a conversation we had with our own Adam McAlvey earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show. Started out by asking Adam his thoughts and his fears, or how many Brewers fans should be concerned after a three-game sweep at the hands of the L.A. Dodgers.
You know, it's a bummer for them because Mike Trout gets hurt, so they didn't have to deal with him for most of two games. You know, Otani is out. You know, the Angels are down some of their players, and, you know, they're not as good of a team as some of these other teams that are on the Brewers' early season schedule, so it's definitely not the one you would have circled as a losing sweep, but that's baseball. You can't predict it ahead of time, and you drive yourself crazy if you do. But it did feel like a missed opportunity to at least pick up a game.
Yeah, but what about this then? Is this something that Brewer fans can look into? Like, is this a sign of something that's going wrong that may be causing some problems down the line?
Well, the pitching is the thing. I mean, they're giving up too many home runs. They're giving up too many runs right now. I think they feel like it's going to stabilize. I mean, they made this call to go with the young rotation, to not invest during the offseason either trading for a big-time starter or signing a guy. They really feel like that in the long run, giving innings to these guys, including Corbin Burns tonight, is going to be a net plus. And it's been, I guess, maybe inconsistent so far for Burns. It's been kind of consistently poor, at least in terms of the home runs. But they feel like in the long run that's going to even out and that there's going to be more good outings than bad. And Freddie Peralta gave everybody a taste of it in Cincinnati, that great game. And Brandon Woodruff, outside of a little stretch against the Angels, he's also been pretty good so far. It's just that because they didn't hit in that game, that stretch where he gave up four runs in the inning killed him in the Woodruff game. But there have been some positives from him, too. So, look, we're early. People get tired of hearing it in April. But these guys, these young pitchers, this is their first go at this, and they're committed to them. They made that decision, so now they have to go with it, and you're not going to make changes right away this early in the season. Those guys deserve a chance to get into their years a little bit.
And that's what I said. We need to see a larger sample size because there's a lot of people freaking out because of, you know, Grandal is catching, you know, Peralta, and, you know, they want Pena to do it. I get all that, but and that's something that Council said early in the season that we pointed out. He said, you know, paraphrasing, we got to be okay with the way they're going to do this pitching thing and not freak out if things like this happen. And since he prepared me for it, I'm willing to give these guys some room and just kind of get on with the Dodgers series and the revenge of beating these guys who you came one game away from getting to the World Series.
Well, yeah, look, the guy Corbin Burns is tonight. He's given up three homers in each of his first two starts. That is not who he has been throughout his pro career. And now he pitches against a really good team that's hitting a lot of home runs. But in a ballpark that, you know, when a pitcher is good, is a very good place to pitch. So I think it's kind of an important game for him to kind of put an end to that home run narrative and have a good outing and have something to build upon. But, you know, I think you're right, Leroy, that there's very few young pitchers who come into Major League Baseball and just dominate from the first day they get here. You ride the roller coaster with young pitching. There's development that happens. They learn along the way, and that's the only way you do it. That's the only way to develop pitching is to actually let them pitch. And they are committed this year to actually trying to develop some of these guys from their own system. And it requires, even though it's, I get people get freaked out because this is supposed to be a World Series contending team, and it feels like you can't have patience. But I'm telling you, the only way to develop pitching, the only way to get these guys to become stud starting pitchers in Major League Baseball is to actually let them pitch in Major League Baseball, and that requires ride that roller coaster a little bit.
Real quick, now how much stress should I put on the hitting? The hitting, I thought, would be better to offset the home runs. You know, because I look at it like Corbin Burns gives up a home run, I got to go out there and hit one. It's the same way if my quarterback throws an interception, I don't complain about it. I go back and intercept their quarterback. So how much stress should I put on this lineup? They should be better.
Well, they think the lineup will be better. I would say right. That they're getting good performances at the top. Keenan Yelich have been Keenan Yelich. That's good.
Yep.
They're getting now the last couple of games, or the last week or so, really good performances from the bottom with Yasmani Grandal getting going and with Orlando Arcia getting going after Ofer starts.
Yes, nice. That's very nice.
The problem right now is the middle. It's Shaw, Aguilar. Those two guys are in dudes or they're not hitting. And for Jesus Aguilar, it's hitting the ball hard, just a lot of outs. For Travis Shaw, it's really not making a lot of contact right now. So we got to see what the deal is with Shaw when we get down there today. He got hit in the hand for the second time already and was taken out of the game against the Angels the other day. So we'll see where he's at. Aguilar got that day off to kind of – Council said it was sort of scheduled ahead of time, but it was also a good chance for him to just sort of get a mental breather. And he'll try to hit the reset button tonight. But if you're not getting anything from out of the middle of the order, your four or five guys, that's obviously going to have an impact. And those guys at the top who are getting on base aren't going to score. So, again, early, small sample. If Aguilar keeps hitting the ball as hard as he is, the numbers are going to be fine. But it's all magnified. He said when he goes to the plate right now, he tries to look down. He tries not to look up at the numbers on the scoreboard because they're not very pretty right now.
No, they are not. That's Adam McAlvey earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show. Jesus Aguilar, just .111 at the dish is his average. He's going to slate into the not category of who's hot, who's not. Give you some more of those numbers coming up after the break here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. Brewers and Dodgers getting set to go at it inside of 20 minutes away from Julio Urias throwing out the first pitch against Lorenzo Cain. Another look at the lineups and Yasmani Grandal as well as Travis Shaw coming up after the break. Stay tuned. Still a lot more to get to. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on the Fan.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And as always, it's live inside the Hyundai of West Allis pregame studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with you on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Check out Pella Windows and Doors at PellaWI.com. The injury report added another member, Travis Shaw. This is what Travis had to say after Wednesday night's game, his second time being hit off the hand here early in 2019.
Yeah, they said x-rays are negative, so we'll see how it feels on Friday. It's pretty stiff, pretty sore right now, but we'll see how it feels. Pretty close. I mean, it's twice already this year, so this one got me a little bit more flushed than the other one did. We're fine. I mean, it's still the second week of April, so long way to go. We started off pretty well. We just have to kind of rebound here now and come ready to go on Friday.
Travis Shaw, a cool customer as always, listed as day-to-day with a bruised hand. To look at the other injuries of note, Jimmy Nelson still expected back sometime here in 2019 as he has resumed playing catch and throwing off of a mound. Jeremy Jeffress has been in AAA with the San Antonio Missions. He's expected to pitch again tonight, working on that right shoulder weakness. Brent Suter out for the rest for most of 2019, recovering from Tommy John surgery last year. Corey Knebel just underwent Tommy John surgery. He, along with Bobby Wall, are done for the rest of the season. A look at who's hot, who's not, presented by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at BayviewShade.com. Well, for the Brewers, who's not hot is Jesus Aguilar, coming in a 111 batting average? Really? 3 for 36? Goodness gracious, Jesus Aguilar going to get it going at some point. Some hard contact, hitting into some tough luck. Christian Yelich at 367, 5 homers and 15 driven in. Yeah, Christian Yelich comes in the hot category. Who's not? The Brewers' young starters, Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, and Brandon Woodruff. Peralta and Woodruff lose their starts out in L.A. We'll see if Corbin Burns can change that fate later on tonight as he goes up against Julio Urias for the L.A. Dodgers. One former Dodger playing on this Brewers team, Yasmani Grandal, talked about how he feels going back to Chavez Ravine.
I just think, ESPN, the fact that, you know, both teams faced each other in NLCS last year, went to seven games, you know, things like that, you know, it always makes it bigger. But I don't think these guys take, you know, everything is pretty light here, so I don't think we're going to take it to heart if you know, whatever happens. You know, obviously, the fans are probably going to be, well, they're not going to be loud, so at least I don't think. I haven't seen them loud until like the seventh inning or something like that. So, but yeah, it's going to be a hopefully an intense series. You know, these guys are ready to play. I'm sure they're going to be ready to play. So, like I said, hopefully they get to show us a couple of things that we might see later on in the year, and we get to clean those things up and go from there. Seems like we're pretty much never out of a game. So. No matter how far you think you are, you know, there's always a possibility that we're going to be able to catch you at some point. So that's always good. So, yeah, I mean, we got a lot of things we need to improve on. So the fact that different things have been happening right now, you know, that's great. And now we need to figure out how we can fix them and go from there.
That's Yasmani Grandal, Brewers catcher. He comes in hitting fifth today. Look one more time at the starting lineups for Brewers and Dodgers. For the crew, Kane, Yelich, Braun, Zeus, Grandal, Moustakas, Perez, Arcia, and Burns. And for the Dodgers, it's Peterson, Seager, Turner, Bellinger, Pollock, Verdugo, Hernandez, Barnes, and Urias. Brewers and Dodgers coming up next from Dodgers Stadium. Come right back here after the last pitch. Make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Thanks for listening to the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck show presented by Allegra Allergy Relief. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'll talk to you after the game. Brewers, Dodgers, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.